Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miriam. How may I help you?
Hi, good evening. This is David Thomas. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. I'm calling because I've been having a very difficult time since October. I started my Ghostbusters subscription. I believe it was like, I don't know, towards the end of October last year. I got my introductory kit, and I was supposed to receive my first real actual shipment November 25th. And basically for the last 3 months, it's just been a back-and-forth nightmare with customer support, issues being out of stock, and the computer screwing up, and this and that. And finally, we worked something out, and on January 15th, I was charged, pre-authorized, $44.98 for issues 3, 4, 5, and 6. And after like a month of pending, the transaction just disappeared. And I'm just trying to see if I can get some kind of update of what's going on. Like, did they cancel my order? Well, I mean, I just don't know what's going on.
Okay, what was your first and last name again?
My name is David Thomas.
All right, allow me my mom to pull up the account.
Okie dokie. I appreciate you looking. I know things are awful right now. First, it was the COVID crap, and then I hear in January you guys were doing inventory overseas, and everything's being shifted around, and nobody's getting anything. And it's so frustrating because I've only gotten the first two issues, and I see people posting online, and they're almost up to issue or part 70. And it's just been so frustrating because I was looking forward to this more than you can ever imagine, and I've been given nothing to build over a three-month period, and been really disheartening.
Okay, may you verify your address for me?
Yeah, it's 4057 McDowell Lane, Halethorpe, Maryland, 21227.
Thank you for the originally, information.
Oh, what's that?
Thank you for the information. I do see you signed up for the first shipment back in November. And you said initially whom?
What's that?
You were stating initially.
Oh yeah, sorry. Initially, what I did was I called up in November when I found out that you guys can send up to 12 issues per month, and I wanted to get caught up with everybody else, obviously. So I had them put me down for 12 issues, and then when November 25th rolled around, nothing came out. I gave it a couple weeks. I finally called up and found out. Well, apparently issue 13 was sold out, so it held up the entire shipment. So we said, okay, well, we'll pause 13. We'll send you 14 and 15 instead with the other ones. I said, sure, that's awesome. I'll come back to 13. Well, then 14 was out of stock, and 13 was in stock, according to what they told me. So we said, okay, well, we'll skip 14 and send 13. You see where this is going, right? It was a back and forth for probably a month. And finally, they're like, well, look, we just can't send you these. We're just going to send you 3, 4, and 5, and that's it. Or 3, 4, 5, and 6, and you're just going to deal with it. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. Just send me something, please, for the love of God. Give me something to play with. And here I am almost a month later, or no, over a month later, and the charge disappeared, and I haven't received any emails, and I'm just confused. Sorry, I talk a lot.
Oh, okay. Just allow me one moment while I review over the account.
Sometimes when a charge disappears like that, it means it's about to pop back up the next day as a real charge. But I did a search in my PayPal history, and the charge is completely gone. It doesn't even exist anymore, so I don't want to get a surprise, but I'm also hoping they didn't just cancel my subscription. Like, that would be awful.
No, sir, it's not canceled, but just wait a second for me.
Okie dokie. Still there?
Yes, sir. Allow me one moment.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sometimes my phone loses connection. I'm in a bad spot.
No problem. Just allow me one moment. Reverting of notations.
All right. No problem.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So
that's
I do
no
see
problem.
there was a pre-authorization put through on January 15th for issues 3 through 6. But the shipment was wiped out due to issues 3 through 6 are currently out of stock. So I'm guessing that was
basically
found.
Everything's out of stock. Jeez. God, what's messed up is they were in stock the whole time and I waited 3 months and they could have just shipped them out to begin with, but like, you guys have some of the most incredible models in the world, but there's a very, very serious issue with your computer system and how the way things are run, and it's honestly the most inefficient thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, there's no human calculation in it. You know, and what I mean by that is, like, the whole issue with one being sold out and not shipping the rest, you know. If I'm waiting for issues 10 through 20 and you know, and issue 19 is sold out, I still want the other issues. I want 10 through 19, but the computer doesn't allow that to happen. And you guys apparently can't override it. So that's very unfortunate. It seems to be the number one cause of all your issues. It's just like a logistical thing. And I know you guys can't change it, but it's just, it's not fun for everybody. It's what caused my issues for months.
Yes, sir. I totally understand, but I'm not sure. Let me see. I think this is a Willing collection. Let me just double check.
What's that?
I think this is a Willing collection. I'm not sure where. If something is out of stock, it'll eventually ship out what's next in line, but it'll still be a hold for quite some time. But I'm not sure why there was a pre-authorization put through if the items weren't in stock. But it's showing that's what happened. The shipment was wiped out due to 3 through 6 are all currently out of stock. It's not showing
well,
me.
I think the problem is they were in stock when they put the pre-authorization, and due to problems in shipping overseas, they didn't get them out fast enough or process it, and by the time they got to my order, they were gone. And that's, again, it falls in line with the logistical errors. It's not very streamlined. Like, I'll just say to you guys are, like, millions of miles away from, like, Amazon. And, again, I don't mean to complain to you. It's not your fault. It's a dumb programming thing, you know what I mean? We rely too heavily on computers these days, unfortunately. It really just causes a lot of headaches, which is the irony, because they're supposed to make our lives easier, and they just make them harder. So I guess I'm basically just stuck not being able to do anything for probably half the year. Issues 13 and 14 have been out of stock. Issues 13 and 14 have been out of stock for 3 months, and they're not even due until March. So if 3, 4, 5, and 6 just sold out, it could be 3, 4, 5 months before they come back. Holy cow. It's going to take 5 years to build this thing. Jeez.
Yes, I totally understand your frustration.
To be honest, I spent 6 months just, you know, deciding whether or not I wanted to do this because of the wait time. And now the one reason I didn't want to do it the first place is holding everything up. And it's just, I don't want to cancel. I mean, I only paid $2 so far, but like they offered me a 20% discount on my whole subscription. But it's like, well, guys, I appreciate the discount, but you can't discount me anything if you don't sell me anything, right? Like, you got to give me a product to give me a discount. So it's all in, you know, it's all in good fun. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so frustrated, but.
No problem. You're fine.
Going through a rough time in my life right now. My wife left a month and a half ago, and I need the distractions. I need to build. I got ADHD, and these kind of things keep me sane. And I guess it was one of the biggest projects I have ever looked forward to. And I'm sitting on a hood and a headlight assembly, and that's it. and there's absolutely no ETA for when those issues will be back.
No, sir, there's no ETA for those.
Oh, that's bad. That's real, real, real bad. That is extremely bad. That could be like 6 months or more because they had an ETA for issues 13 and 14. They even gave me exact dates for those in March when I called in January. So the fact that there's no ETA is probably a very bad sign. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to play the waiting game or look on eBay or something. I don't know. Do you guys have any issues in stock at all?
Well, I have no way of checking the inventory. It only shows us what's out of stock if your shipment is on hold.
Well, that's weird because I've called multiple times and they just fired off all the issues they had in stock. That, again, see, that's the kind of a logistical thing that's really confusing people. But
I'm not sure who's able to tell you what's in stock unless you. I mean, we have no way of seeing what's in stock unless the account tells you what issues are out of stock. So, like, your account is on hold. To tell us.
Yeah, you see why it's so frustrating now, because I've had multiple representatives tell me the exact opposite. And, like, I'm not calling anybody a liar. I'm just saying there's. I don't know if certain people have at different access or anything like that. You know what I mean? But, like, I've literally had to call Eagle Moss 20 times over a three-month period. And it's really like I've called 5, 6, 7 different companies, if that makes sense. Like, just because of the knowledge and what representative knows this and that and what, you know, it's just, it's not your fault. I'm ranting. I'm just... I appreciate you giving me the update. I'm just going to have to sit and play the waiting game and Hope for the best.
No problem. So, you're welcome.
I appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Same to you, and I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much. You as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.